Inani one, Barbara Bowman Mora, Bishop Awadunu Agimana. I said, I come from, Bishop, my name is Barbara Mora. I come from the Owens Valley Paiutes. I also come from my father's clan, Tachini, Red Running Into the Water. Using our wit and wisdom to live well with diabetes. Introduction with best intentions. I had diabetes for about 10 years when I was asked to tell my story in a book. At first, it was just a short book explaining how to test blood sugar. But as I started writing each chapter, the book became longer. And it was less about testing blood sugar and more about everything else. It became much more personal. Over and over, I asked myself, should I write this book? I have never considered myself an author. I'm not an authority on diabetes. To find the answer, I offered tobacco and I prayed. It came to me in word after word, chapter after chapter. I needed to tell my story from my heart. I thought, maybe if I tell my story of diabetes in the most truthful way I can, someone will have an easier time with diabetes. That is my intention. I wrote this book to help even one person. As I was writing, I kept thinking, I wish I had a book like this when I first found out I had diabetes. Looking back, there were so many things I wish I had known about diabetes. That is the purpose of this book, to say the things that are not said about diabetes, to explain why it hurt me so much and how it helped me so much. I do not want praise or fame or attention from this book. I want to honor all Native people who have been affected by diabetes. You are my inspiration. Thank you, Creator, the elders, and all my ancestors for helping me with my diabetes journey and the writing of this book. It is with best intentions and not wanting to harm anyone that I have put these words on paper. May you read them and accept them with an open heart. Chapter 1, The Myth of Diabetes. Does the Creator give diabetes to people who are bad? When I was a child, I heard many myths about diabetes. People called it bad blood, or said that if you had diabetes in your family, then your family had a touch of sugar. I didn't know how people got it. My mother once told me that only mean people got it. She said all the bitter and nasty thoughts of mean people made their blood bad. I thought, well, I'm a nice person, so I won't get it. I was so relieved. But I wanted extra protection against a scary disease. My father was Diné, Navajo, and he didn't have diabetes in his family. Since I spoke some Navajo, sang Navajo songs, and wore turquoise jewelry like my father, I felt surely I would be immune to diabetes. For even more diabetes prevention power, I made deals with the Creator. I bargained, if I'm extra kind to my mother and other people, then please don't give me diabetes. I was so nice. I focused on my similarities to my father. I prayed. Surely I was protected against diabetes. During this time, my mother developed severe complications due to diabetes, but told only my father. She thought the Creator was punishing her by giving her diabetes. She thought someone had wished bad things to happen to her. My father told her, "We'll find a medicine man and get you cured." Waiting for the medicine man. My father and family searched for the right medicine man. My mother stayed angry and upset, waiting for the right medicine man to come and cure her. She didn't take steps to help herself. She didn't check her blood sugar or go to the clinic appointments, and many times she didn't take her diabetes medicine as directed. She did not take control over her diabetes. She felt angry, upset, overwhelmed, and not in control. She stayed this way for the rest of her life. She passed away from kidney failure due to diabetes. My father was racked by guilt. He had not found the right medicine man to help her. When the day came 10 years ago and my doctor told me I had diabetes, I couldn't believe it. I was terrified that my mother's fate would be my own. I was shocked and angry. I couldn't believe the Creator had let me get diabetes. He forgot our deal. For a while, I lost faith and could only see a dark, terrifying future. I felt like the doctor had just handed me a death sentence. My doctor saw my intense pain and fear. He had patients lined up waiting for him, but he gave me time. He closed the door and let me cry. He told me my diabetes did not have to be like my mother's or anyone else's. I could create my own life with diabetes. I could decide how to live well with diabetes. I could choose. I could have control. My husband, Bob, drove me home. I sat there in the passenger seat, holding my glucometer and a booklet on how to test blood sugar. I didn't speak. Bob kept looking at me. When we walked into the house, I burst into tears, and Bob calmly said, "We have to deal with this. Whatever you have to do, I'll do it too." Then he quietly walked into our kitchen, opened the refrigerator and cupboards, and threw away any food that had sugar in it. During those first few weeks, Bob was calm and ready to do whatever I needed. When I was overwhelmed with diabetes information, Bob read the glucometer instructions for me. He read the lists of what to eat and what to avoid. He learned about hemoglobin A1C. He was the clear-headed thinker. His acceptance and calmness made it possible for me to feel sad, cry, and then slowly start feeling better. The first few months with diabetes. I started telling some friends and family members that I had diabetes. For some, it was too scary. They thought, "Oh no, if Barbara has it, I might get it." Others were angry. Their actions seemed to say, "How dare you get diabetes? You're upsetting me by getting diabetes. I told you you should have lost weight. I told you you should have gone to ceremony." And others seemed to avoid the subject. They didn't want me to be weak, in need, or different. They pretended I didn't have it and nothing had changed. "Here, eat this cake. Eat this cake," was their response. The first few months with diabetes were tough. My blood sugar levels were going up and down while my medication was being adjusted to fit my needs. I had many emotional ups and downs. Every time I was supposed to test my blood sugar, I just put my head down on the table and cried. Looking back, I think I was depressed. During those difficult months, I made myself go to a diabetes clinic once a month. I don't know if I was really hearing the words of the health staff or the other people with diabetes. They were saying I could live well and feel great, even though I had diabetes. I sat there in the meetings, still depressed, still scared, but every month my depression was a little less and hope was coming back. At every meeting, I could hear more of the words of the health staff and other people with diabetes. My spirits lifted. I was beginning to see that I could have a happy, fulfilling life with diabetes. Overcoming diabetes and beginning a new life. Many years later, I'm writing this book and I have a wonderful life. I'm healthy with diabetes. My blood sugar levels are good. If I can overcome the fear, the pain, the hopelessness of diabetes, you can too. Think of yourself as a child. You're a child with diabetes, and everything from here on in is going to be new. You're the same person with the same hopes, dreams, and unique abilities, but you have diabetes. And now you have a new challenge and a new opportunity. When I first found out I had diabetes, I certainly did not view it as a challenge or opportunity. I viewed it as a huge problem I was not capable of overcoming. It was a problem bigger than my mother, father, medicine man, maybe even the Creator. A simple, nice Paiute Diné person like me couldn't possibly overcome the problem of diabetes. Now I know I had it within me to overcome diabetes. In fact, diabetes has started me on a new life. During the 10 years I've had diabetes, I have become a more spiritually, emotionally, and physically strong person. I have grown in wisdom and self-discipline. I'm more honest. I trust and depend on people more. I've grown closer to my husband, family members, and friends. Looking back on those early days, I see that I focused on the negative. I thought, why did I inherit this from my mother? Why didn't the Creator protect me from this? Now I see the positive. I see that, along with diabetes, I inherited my mother's generous spirit and love of people. When people tell me, you're just like your mother, it is the greatest compliment. I see now that I cannot change the fact that I have diabetes. Moreover, I see that having diabetes has nothing to do with bad blood or bad behavior or displeasing the Creator. I'm a good person who's learning to speak Diné and Paiute, who says her prayers in both languages, and who has diabetes. I accept the fact that I have diabetes, and I know I can have control over it and have control over my life. Understanding and being strong. Understanding Native American diabetes myths and making peace with our history of diabetes did not happen in an instant. If you just found out you have diabetes, you may feel like you're all alone. If so, go look for someone you trust who will support you and help you be well with diabetes. You cannot do this alone. You will need support to do this. You have two choices: to take care of yourself and be well with diabetes, or not to take care of yourself. Sometimes I have felt like giving up. At times like that, I think of my ancestors. I think of the sacrifices they made to stay alive, to bear children, so our people could live on. All of us are descendants of survivors. My ancestors do not want me to give up. Their struggle is wasted if I give up because of diabetes. Sometimes when I am at my weakest, I hear them say, "Daughter, you're made of stronger stuff than that." They're right. Native Americans are not weak, confused people. We are strong, smart, wise. As children of survivors, we know how to fight and win battles. It is in our blood. Having diabetes is not a punishment dealt by the Creator. He didn't give us bad blood. Native Americans have bold, brave blood. If there was anyone who could overcome diabetes, if there was anyone who can show us that a person can live well with diabetes, it is a Native American. The Creator gave us that strength. With the challenge of diabetes is the opportunity to return to complete wellness. The person to pave the way for wellness for ourselves and for our children is me. The person is you. As you read this book, know that you are not alone. Already your extended family has expanded. You are my relation. You are in my thoughts and prayers.
Toya, toya, quina. Toya, toya, quina. Toya, toya, quina. Ena na se.
I pray to the four directions. I am thankful for the animals, plants, sacred sites, and healers. Creator, I pray for all those who feel alone, those who have no one to pray for them. Let them know they are not alone. Aho. Chapter 1, Wit and Wisdom. I asked myself, do I really believe diabetes is a punishment? Can I be a good person and have diabetes? How can I make peace with myself and the Creator?